All right, so officially, I guess we're gonna start morning motivation this morning. So good morning, grand rising to all you new niggas on the set. Okay. All right, let's see what's going on for the collective. Let's see what's going on for the collective this morning. This is October 18th, 2021. Okay. First and foremost, right, we're going to thank saints, spirit guides, ancestors. Okay. We're going to thank our most benevolent entities and energies, right? We're going to thank them all for their love, guidance, and protection during these sessions. Okay, we are going to thank our shadow team and our light team, as above, so below, as within, so without. Okay, and we are going to, y'all, this is mad funny, but the card that just came out said surrender. Surrender, and that was definitely a personal message to me. They're being cute and funny. They're being funny this morning. Okay, first and foremost, we're going to thank saints, spirit guides, ancestors. We're going to thank our most benevolent entities and energies. We're going to thank them all for their love, guidance, and protection during these sessions. Okay, we are going to thank our shadow team and our light team, as above, so below, as within, so without. Okay, and we are going to ashe all of the ancestors. Ashe, ashe, ashe. As their story was written, so is our own. So is our own. Okay. Yeah, they're being funny. And that's only because, like, you know, they want me to do shit. They want me to do shit. So, you know, it's so crazy. I feel like if I do exactly what I'm supposed to do, I feel like I'll be, and mark my words, today is October 18th, 8 and 1 is 9. So 9 is coming up to your level of completion, right? 9 is saying, you know, I've completed this project and now I'm starting to, or I'm about to complete this project and now I'm starting to see the benefits, or I'm starting to reap what the work that I put in. I'm starting to see how this is paying off for me, right? So this is a 9 day, right? So the fact that I'm having this energy on a 9 day makes perfect sense to me, because it's like, no, you're almost there. But once you get there, once you hit that 10, that level of completion, once you start getting back what you put in, girl, you're going to be fucking swimming. So it's like, surrendering is them saying to me, I feel like, just let it go. Let it go. Don't be worried about how the chips may fall. Let the motherfuckers fall. Throw them up in the air and let them go. Because I have two things that I'm putting into motion behind the scenes. And one of them's got me really nervous. Let's just say that much. One of these things has me really, really nervous, only because I'm not really too sure where I'm going to get the funding from, because it's big. It's big. So it's like, where am I going to get all this money from? But then I hear spirit in the back like, girl, you are the money. So if you just do what you're supposed to do and listen to us, you'll be all right. So I feel like that's why that surrender card came out. Because it's like, hun, stop worrying about where this shit is going to come from. Because that's where I've been dragging my feet with one project for like a year now, because of the funding. So, you know, the funding. I need thousands of dollars, not just 1,000 or 2,000. No, I need thousands, plural with an S. And my dumbass was honest with the PPP loan. So because I was honest with the PPP loan, they weren't trying to give me the thousands that I needed. They were only trying to give me one. And I was like, bitch, I can't do nothing with no one fucking $1,000. I can't do nothing with the $1,000. Okay, I can't do nothing with that. I need like 19 more of those motherfuckers. Like, I need like 19 more. Right, so let's see what's going on for the general collective this morning. Okay, let's see. Dokes, baby. So yes, I know it's coming. And that's why I said I feel like I got that surrender card this morning, because they're like, you're worried about the wrong shit, hun. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing because you're worried about the wrong shit. We need you to stop worrying about the wrong shit. And I'm like, okay. All right. Heard you. See? Gratitude, right? Stop worrying about the wrong shit. Be gracious. They're literally probably because I skipped myself this morning. I did my altar call and then I really wanted to come live. So I skipped myself this morning. And I feel like this is why they're telling me, look, the freedom card just came out. Follow your heart and nurture your soul with love and freedom to grow. See, I'm telling you, they're like talking to me this morning right now because I forgot to commune with them. I just did my altar calls and stuff like that. And I usually pull my own cards. And I didn't. So I feel like they're like, hun, well, guess what? Guess what? Since you tried to skip us this morning, hun, we're not skipping you. Get your ass back here. They hit me with the Mortal Kombat just now. Get over here. Like, All right, so let's see what we have. I'll start on this side. I'll start on this side. Let's see what we have for the general collective. Not me, the general collective. Look, not me. Don't. No, not me. Temperance. Ooh, the tower. And oh, so that's funny. The temperance tower and hermit. So this is basically saying, some people need to accept that the shit storm you are standing in the middle of right now, that shit storm is happening, and you need to just accept it. You need to just even accept the fact that had you just been in the cut minding your business, you would not be in the middle of this shit storm, right? Because I feel like somebody's in the middle of some bullshit because they did not mind their business. Somebody is sitting here right now saying, had I just fucking, seen what was really about to occur, because I knew all the parties involved, had I just really seen what was about to occur and fell the fuck back, I would not be in the middle of this. But because I didn't, here I am sitting in the middle of some bullshit that I really had no business in the middle of. Right. So this is somebody here who probably would have benefited more from minding their business, but they did not. So since they did not mind their business, now you're in the middle of something. Now you got somebody talking about you, running your name through the mud. Right. Maybe somebody even assuming that they know what's really going on with you, but they don't. And even the shit that they're assuming, now they're running and telling other people. And it's like, whoa. You're assuming and telling people shit, but it's the wrong shit. Like, why are you telling people stuff that actually is not even true or false? I'm true or validated. So some of you guys might be in a situation where you just really feel like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to kind of back away from everybody because I don't like my name being in the middle of drama. I don't like feeling like people are putting me in the middle of their drama. Right. So somebody here or some people here might really just be saying today in this space, like, nope, I'm not going to even play into this because I see where this is going. Some of you guys, too, though, this temperance and this tower card is really saying you have to it might be time for you to introspect. It might be time for you to take some time for yourself and stay out of. Okay, not necessarily somebody's bullshit, but just stay out of the way. So it might be time for you to really get these business plans in order. It might be time for you to really start to getting your life sort of in more perspective. Okay, because you might have been losing sight of what's really important to you. You might have been in a relationship where you were just all about this person or all about this relationship, and you kind of lost sight of family. You kind of lost sight of your real true goals and ambitions, right? So somebody here is really kind of working on getting themselves back in track because you were in a situation or a relationship that kind of knocked you off track, off balance, off kilter. You might have surrendered yourself to somebody only to have them turn around and do you dirty, only to have them turn around and kind of shit on you. Maybe they put you in a position that you didn't even appreciate. It was like, well, damn, okay, this could have been family, right? Like, I was just trying to help you out, and now you got me in a position where now I'm struggling to pay my fucking bills, and all I was trying to do was help you out, right? So somebody here is really in a you could be in like this. You know, like, I don't want to ask you for the money because I did offer blah, blah, blah. But I feel like you should, out the kindness of your heart, kind of run me some money because of this, that, and the third that happened as a result of you being here or you doing this or you doing that. So somebody here is just kind of going back and forth with themselves. Should I run down on this person for a couple dollars or should I kind of just play the cut? Right. I would run down for my coins. I ain't going to hold you, but that's just me. All right. you might be saying to yourself, you know, oh, they, unless, okay, I'm gonna be honest. I would run down for my coins unless you know this person is in a situation where they're not able to run you your money. If you know this person is in a situation where they're not gonna be able to pay you back, stop being, stop harassing this person. Stop trying to make this person feel bad. Stop running around telling every fucking body you lent this person the fucking money or whatever you did for this person because you knew this person was in that situation when you helped them out. So, for you to sit back now and try to run and tell everybody this, that, and the third, or spread false narratives, or even if somebody is doing this to you, right? It's like somebody here really needs to just chill out and mind their fucking business, or stop being that way. Stop feeling entitled to running and telling somebody's business just because you helped them out, because you didn't have to. And you knew they were in a fucked up position when you did it. So, like, you know. Okay. If you knew that person was fucked up before you helped them, what did you expect when you helped them? I give people money. Let me tell you something. When I loan people money, people slide to me, ask me for money. I give people money in my brain. Once I loan it out, I don't expect it back. Yeah, the people usually pay me back, but I don't loan it out going, if I loan this out and they don't give it back, I'm not gonna be able to eat. If I loan this out and they don't give it back, I'm not gonna be able to get bus fare or, you know, whatever, car fare, blah, blah, blah. I don't do that. I don't do that. And some of you guys need to get in the habit of not doing that because that stops you from looking at people funny when they don't run you the money back that they didn't really have, that you didn't really have, that you really needed. Okay? So, sometimes, you know, you have to check yourself. Are you in a position to really give what you're trying to give? And yeah, you know, okay, yeah, I'm gonna get blessed from helping this person, even though I didn't really have it. You'll only get blessed from helping some person if you didn't really have it, if you do it graciously. That's how you receive a blessing. If you give somebody your last, but then you run around and tell every fucking body you did it, and you talk about the person, spirit not gonna bless you for that. Spirit is not going to bless you for that. Because you didn't do it graciously. You didn't really do it from your heart. So some of y'all be doing shit for people, feeling like, oh my God, I'm doing this. I'm gonna get a blessing. And then, oh, I didn't get no blessing. And then they shit it on me. Yeah. Because your true motives, your true intention, spirit already knows. It's already known. So, okay. Make sure when you're moving, how you're moving, matches up with your actual movements. Okay. Actually, I'm not gonna put that up there. Stuck. You may be stuck because you are overly attached to a method or piece. Oh, this is dope. This is dope. And I'm saying this is dope because this is saying some of you guys are not seeing beyond your own methodology. So it's like if every single day I get up, I smoke weed, I eat, I go back to sleep, I take a shower, I get up, then I might do one or two things. I'm not really being productive. And I can't really expect anything to come from this unproductive ass motion that I'm doing, right? So it's like you might not realize why you might turn around and say, oh my God, I'm depressed. I'm going through anxiety and this, that, and the third. It might really be you needing to switch up what you do on a daily basis. It might really be you needing to say, okay, why am I running? Again, we're talking about circles, right? Right? Why am I running in these same circles and paths? Why? What's got me stuck? Because this is how we started out the live, right? What's got me stuck? Why am I going in circles? Why am I constantly finding myself in the same places time and time and time again? So a lot of times we're putting false names on these things. We are calling these things something other than what they are, because we are relinquishing our control over them. So automatically, when you say I'm depressed, that says to your subconscious mind, this is a disease of my mind that I don't have control over. You're relinquishing control. I got anxiety. Oh my God, that means this is a reflex that happens to my mind and my body that I cannot control. I've relinquished control. Stop relinquishing control. Stop putting titles on yourself, your emotions, your body. Stop that. If you really want to make changes, these changes have to occur, like I said at the beginning of the live, every single day, with every single motion, with every single thought, with every single breath. Right? I don't know, y'all. Okay, so we're going to come back because I don't really have sessions today. So we're going to come back because I'm not, I don't have sessions to do. And I was going to go to the laundromat, but I don't think I'm going to do that today. I really want to do lives while I have all this energy. So we're going to come back and do the mediumship. I'm not going to wait until 5, 6, 7 o'clock when people are off of work. I'm just going to do the mediumship multiple times and tag everybody. So whoever is around for the tag, for the live. Okay, that's literally what I'm going to do. Okay, that's literally what I'm going to do. Because I find that me trying to wait for everybody to get off of work and blah, 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 I get busy. I get caught up and I start doing shit. And then once I start doing shit, there's no more energy left for mediumships. Okay, so we're literally going to do, I'm going to do a couple mediumship lives, as many as I can get in. Okay, Unbound, releasing soul patterns, contract, and past lives. Tommy, hey, how the fuck are you? How's everything, sir? Okay, so yeah, Unbound, that's just what we were talking about. Unbound is becoming unstuck, but Unbound is you cutting cords, right? That's you releasing energy, soul ties, that you saying, these generational curses, all this shit, I'm not carrying this over. I'm not taking this with me, right? I'm not going to pass this down to my kids, my grandkids, my nieces, my nephews. This is you saying, I want to be a completely free entity. And I realize that me being free has nothing to do, well, it has a lot to do with financials, because a lot of us, ironically, don't feel free because we're not able to move about when we're fucking broke. But this really comes from inside. This sense of freedom really has to start with you. This sense of freedom really has to start with you. What am I doing? What am I afraid of? Because if you're afraid, you're not going to move. And that's my thing. What am I afraid of? I'm afraid I'm not going to get the funding to do what it is I really see myself doing. So I drag my feet. I'm cool with just doing readings and sessions, when in all reality, I want so much more, but I'm afraid I don't have the capital, or I won't be able to come up with the capital. See what I'm saying? So I've become bound to the thought that I can't do what I need to do without having money or the amount of money necessary. And that's where most of us struggle. And that's why most of us will never become free in this life, because we've attached our freedom to money. I hope that didn't go over anybody's head. Okay. So it's releasing this attachment. This is my vow. So listen, this is my vow for myself here today, sitting on this live, that from this day forward, I'm not going to worry about how to get the money for what it is I'm trying to do. I'm just going to fucking do it. I'm literally just going to throw my hands up and go, this is meant for me to do. It's meant for me to help this demographic and do what I'm trying to do. Spirit is going to take me there. And that's it. That's it. That's it. So this is my call to myself today, that this is it. And I hope somebody sitting here says the same thing. You know what? I'm no longer going to hold myself back out of a fear that I'm not going to be able to generate, or this or that. I'm no longer going to hold myself back. Okay? That's what it comes down to. We have to start somewhere. You have to start somewhere. So, when I get off of this live, okay, I'm going to check on the status of my application for something, and I'm going to finish writing out this fucking business plan Because I will have. What the fuck? I see. And it's going to be great. Y'all know me. I mean, I'm kind of just going to be the instrument. I'm literally just going to be the instrument. But this plan has, I'm about to get emotional. This is crazy. This plan has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with me, but it has nothing to do with me. Nothing. Nothing. I'm not going to get shit from this. The way I've even set this up, I don't see how I'm even going to get paid. I just know that this is something that I feel is necessary and beneficial. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And so it's funny that I'm stressing how I'm going to pay for something that I don't see myself getting paid for even doing. So it's weird. It's weird. But I don't know. It's going to get done. How about that? It's going to get done because I'm sick of seeing the same shit repeat in my neighborhood. I'm sick of seeing the same bullshit with these kids. I'm sick of it. And these adults, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And I have an avenue. I have a way to do something. So I'm going to do something. And I think everybody needs to do that. Because my first instinct was to just run. My first instinct was to go fuck Albany, right? My first instinct was like, who gives a fuck? These, and not these, because me included, right? We don't really give a fuck about Albany. We don't really give a fuck too tough about each other. So my brain was like, I'm gonna do like everybody else from Albany that had a half a brain. Get the fuck out of here. That's where my brain was last year. I'm just gonna get the fuck out of here. I got a couple dollars I'm sitting on. I can go somewhere. I can go any fucking where actually and get an apartment. And because of what I do, all I gotta do is turn the fucking camera on and make a couple dollars, right? And then something in my soul said, but wherever you go, you're going to be faced with the same things. There'd just be people that you don't know. So just be people that you didn't grow up with, people that you didn't go to school with and their kids and your family. And so when I felt like my ego was telling me, get the fuck out of this town, my soul was saying, you can't leave here. You have to help the people here before you go anywhere else. So I hope people, everybody, anybody, doesn't make a difference if you're in Albany, doesn't make a difference where you are. I hope you find a way to assist people in your area, in your neighborhood. I hope you find, instead of you feeling like, you know, I won't be able to do anything unless I leave the place that nurtured me, win, lose, or draw. Find a way to help the place that nurtured you, win, lose, or draw. Find a way to assist and give back to the people that. And a lot of y'all might say, oh, well, people in my town never fucked with me anyway. You know, they didn't do this. They didn't do that. Think about it. Even that shaped you into being what the fuck you are. So them not helping you was actually a help to you. Them not coddling you and doing something for you was actually a help to you. You never know what beauty you might be able to bring to that. You never know. So Dokes, I don't know if you pay attention, right? And not saying it like that, but on my page, there's somebody dies here almost every week. Somebody dies, somebody gets shot. Somebody, there's so much shit that goes on. And this is a little ass town. Well, city. Still. I went to two fucking funerals this week. I went to two funerals this weekend, and I know somebody else that just died. a lot of people are dying because they don't know how to handle life on multiple levels. So I don't know. I got sidetracked. My brain was doing some other shit. I literally just get I'm about to get out of here. I'm about to get out of here. So when I come back, we're literally just going to do these mediumships. Okay, I'm just gonna do mediumships. I want to do card pulls, but I really feel like it's just time for me to do mediumships. So we're just gonna do mediumships. Okay, I don't want to scare anybody, but I have a bunch of y'all ancestors in my house, and a bunch of y'all ancestors that be in my goddamn house. They have messages for y'all. I've been kind of collecting some of these messages. I think I might start writing, just randomly writing the messages down in status messages. I'm not too sure. Okay, but when I come back, we're going to do the mediumship sessions because they're just in here and they're not going to leave here until I start relaying these messages. That was the message, one of the other messages I got this weekend, right? So my house is sort of like, oh, a train station. My house is sort of like a resting station. And that's because they know I can communicate with them. So I have to give these messages out. I have to, because they're not going to leave the train station here until I give out some of these messages. I'll see you guys in a little while. Okay, I'm going to eat food and we're going to come back and do mediumships. Okay. Yeah, okay. So, everybody, I know how I leave you, right? From the top of your head to the soles of your feet and everything in between. Okay, be healthy. Be healthy, healthy, healthy. Okay, be healthy, right? Your physical health affects your spiritual and emotional health, and your spiritual and emotional health affect your physical health. So just be healthy all across the board. So I think I'm going to switch these mediumship galleries up. I think I'm going to, because that's the other part of this. So I think I'm going to start charging for mediumship galleries. I think I'm going to have them on a different platform. Maybe on the Zoom or something like that. I'm not too sure because now I have Zoom so that my Zoom can have like a whole bunch of fucking people. So I think I'm gonna keep it like that. I think I'm gonna switch it like that really soon because this shit drains the fuck out of me and it drains me to the point where if I'm doing all these free services, I don't be having energy from my paid services. So now I'm really switching over. There are basically going to be no more free services. So unfortunately, okay, for y'all anyway, there's not going to be too many more free services because this shit is draining the fuck out of me. And spirit's basically like, we didn't give you this gift for you to be drained, tired, and broke. You didn't step into this awareness for you to be drained, tired, and broke. And then to have half the people that you help actually turn around and give credit to other motherfuckers with bigger followings, but only suck you in your inbox. Like, so nah, we're not doing that. So I'm gonna switch it to mediumship galleries. It's probably just gonna be like $5 or $10 a seat, right? You could just come in and hopefully get a connection from a loved one, whatever the case may be. But yeah. So this will probably be the last week of free services, even readings, right? This will probably be the last week of free services. Only because I have to start taking shit seriously. And if I really want to do what I envision, I need money, right? I need money. I can't do the things that I'm supposed to be doing for the community. And I'm broke. Because out here in the real world, right, I can't go to somebody, say I'm trying to buy a property or rent a property. I can't go to that landlord or property owner and be like, well, hey, you know, I can give you some spiritual energy, or you could just tune into my lives. They're not trying to hear that shit. They want fucking money. They want money. Okay, like, they want money. So, yeah. Okay. No, nobody doesn't need to sign up. So, nobody doesn't need to sign up. The mediumship that I'm going to do today, I'm probably going to. So the beauty of, let me see how this works. Oh, so they won't let me do that. I can either only delete comments or block people. Because I was about to say, if I go live today, I'm gonna work it out. I'm gonna figure out how to work it out. How about that? I'm gonna definitely figure out how to work it out. Because if I just go live on here, everybody and anybody can pop in. So maybe this is what I'll do. Maybe I will, when I go live from here, anybody who wishes to connect potentially, I will put the Cash App, and whoever sends the money to the Cash App, I will put y'all on a list, and then I will basically work from that list of people. I think that's how I'll do it until I can get the other avenue situated. So it's like, if you potentially want to connect, you would have to send like $5 or $10 to the Cash App. Then I'll put you guys on the list. I think that sounds good. I think that sounds great. I think that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'll do. Okay. That's what I can start a room on here. How the hell do you do that? I don't do shit on here. Let me tell y'all something. For somebody who y'all would think is on social media all the time, I don't do shit on here. I don't do shit on here. Okay, I don't do a fucking thing on here. Like, nothing. Like, I literally come on and share status messages or hit the live button. I don't do shit on social media. My Instagram, my Snap. I don't even know how to work Snap. Somebody asked me what some nigga was talking to me and asked me what my Snap score was. And I was like, what the fuck is a Snap score? Like, I don't even know what the fuck that was. Like, I was like, a Snap score. What the fuck? How old are you? Because, like, you asked me about a Snap score. Like, how fucking, and he was only 20 something. And that made a lot of sense to me. Because I was like, oh, I don't know shit about Snap scores. Hun, auntie's old. Okay, auntie's old. Auntie knows about Motorola 2-way pagers, hun. Okay, sorry. Auntie only knows about Motorola 2-way pagers, hon. That's all auntie fucking knows about, all right? Auntie don't know. Auntie don't know, okay? Like, yes, dokes, hon. Snap's got scores. And my score is still in 3 digits or something. My score is low. But I guess now low score is a good thing. So it's kind of like, what you call it? It's like the lower, the better. Right? It's like, I guess the higher the score, the higher the hoe. I don't get how this correlates. I didn't get why he even asked me about my Snap score. I don't know. I don't fucking know. Okay, like, I don't know. Like, yeah, it's like golf. There you go. It's like golf. I'm putting under par right now. Okay. Putting under par, and it's a good thing from my understanding. Okay, it's a really good thing from my understanding. What the fuck? All right. Oh, the higher the score, the more you use it. Okay. Okay, so that's why my score is fucking low as shit. That's why my Snap score is low. Because I only use Snap when I go out of the country. so that I can put my where I was on my snap map. And that's just so that I can keep track of where I be at, right? So when I go out of state or out of the country, that's the only time I snap. So like, and then I don't even really post them to my, I just take pictures. I don't post them really to my snap story or nothing. So I'm horrible. I'm fucking horrible. Hey, how are you this morning? How's everything, sir? Okay, I swear I only see you on Facebook. Thank you so much. Okay, Cello, thank you so much. How are you? How's your life? Okay. Oh, yeah, my location is always turned off. You don't even have access to my snap map. Like, I turn it on to snap, post a snap picture or whatever the fuck it's called, and then I turn that shit right back off. I never have my location on here. I never have my location on nowhere. I don't even have my location on my fucking phone. How about that? There's no reason for my phone to know where the fuck I'm at. Bitch, you're with me. I'm confused. I'm confused why my phone needs a location on when I have my phone with me. Bitch, we're at the same location, hun. Like, yeah, but that just be my conspiracy theory shit because I was a conspiracy theorist for years. Okay, it's so funny how all the conspiracies that I was watching in, you know, 2001 through 2010, even prior to 2010, I would say from 99 to 2010, it's kind of funny how all those quote unquote conspiracies have come true. It's kind of weird to me how all that shit that I was looking at and going, this shit, what this shit sounds crazy, oh, but it kind of sounds true. I kind of believe it might happen. It's kind of funny how all that shit is coming true, right? That's... I'm sorry, y'all. So like a whole school of birds just landed across the street from me. Let me see if I can show y'all that really quickly. Let me see if they'll come back out. I don't think they're going to come back out now. But I was telling somebody, how birds, actually I was on live talking to Dokes, and I was telling Dokes about how all these birds be by my damn house. And so, oh, you can see them because they're on the lawn over there. No, look. They're all on the lawn over there. If y'all can see, those are all birds. Those are literally all birds. Okay. And then there's more birds. They're flying from the left side. So there's more birds coming from the left side and they're up in the tree up there. Okay. So that's what I was looking at. I was looking at all these birds because they were like, hun. Hey, hun, there goes some more. They're having a fucking tea party. I'm about to go across the street. They're having a party. I want to see what's going on. Why is there a party going on? Okay, I need to join the fucking party. All right, I'm out of here. I'm just blabbing now. I'm out of here. I'm about to go eat, get my life together. We'll be back for these mediumship sessions in a little while. We'll be back for these mediumship sessions. Yeah, so this is why I keep telling y'all I have to do these mediumship sessions because honestly, those are some of y'all ancestors. Those are some of y'all family members, friends, ancestors, children. Okay? This is why I have to do these mediumships. I don't know if y'all really understand what I'm saying, but I know this. I know this. So they're like, Leslie, we're not leaving you the fuck alone until you do your job. Okay? And so, yeah. If I go out back, there's more in my backyard. There's more of them in my backyard. Okay. There's a tree on the side of my house. There's more of them in the tree. I know it. It's like I can almost feel them. It's weird. It's like I can feel them where they're at. So we're going to come back and do mediumships so that some of y'all family members can come and fly to y'all. Okay. So they can come and fly to y'all. Okay. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry, 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 sorry. But there's somebody here that I was about to end the live and they won't let me go. So I feel like her name starts with a C. So this might be like a Crystal, a Christine, or Crystal, or Christine, Christina, Christiana, Crystal, Chris, maybe just Chris for short, right? Maybe her name was something else, but they called her Chris for short. Yeah. Chris is beautiful though. Chris is absolutely beautiful. Chris is beautiful. I'm gonna keep calling her Chris, because I feel like this is what she's telling me to call her is Chris. But yeah, Chris is beautiful. So I feel like Chris, maybe Chris had an overdose, or maybe Chris, if Chris didn't overdose, maybe Chris had like a long-standing medical condition that affected her organs. And so maybe it was like a coma or something. But I keep saying, well, I said overdose at first because it feels like there was a point where maybe she was in and out. So it was like she's cognizant of what's going on, but she can't stop it. She can't stop it. So, again, Christy, Chris, Crystal, Chris something. Yeah. Okay, so I'm literally probably just gonna do this more than I think. Probably just turn the camera on and because y'all family members don't know time. So all y'all family members know is that eventually you are going to watch this live, or eventually you're gonna watch this live, or you know. So Christy, Chris, Kristen, Chris, Crystal, something CH, right? Something CH. I feel like she was thin and darker skinned. Okay, maybe shorter hair. Thin and darker skinned with shorter hair. Okay. Look, you see that? Oh, the bird just hit the window. I don't know if y'all could hear that, but a bird literally just flew and hit the window. Ping! So yeah, I shaded Chris, Chrissy, Chris. I say to you, mama. All right. So we'll be back. We'll be back. We'll be back in a little while. Oh, you heard it. Okay, I didn't know if y'all would be able, I didn't know if anybody could hear it because, you know, y'all are on the screen and on the camera. So I didn't know if y'all could hear it. But yeah, so if the window was open, she'd have probably just flew right in. Okay, she'd have probably flew right in if my window was open. Thank God it's cold and my window was closed. Because we're not having another repeat of Mexico. Y'all are not going to be in my goddamn apartment. Okay, we're not doing Mexico all over again. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. So, yeah. All right, guys. So, we'll be back in a little while. Okay, I'll be back after I eat. Y'all know how I leave you all the time. Top of your head, soles of your feet, everything in between. Okay, be healthy. Be healthy, healthy, healthy. All right, you're be healthy, 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 guys. Okay, your physical health affects your spiritual and emotional health, and your spiritual and emotional health affect your physical health. So just be healthy all across the board. Okay. Your physical health affects your spiritual and emotional health, and your spiritual and emotional health affect your physical health. I don't know if I said it all. I didn't feel like I said it all. All right, so be healthy all across the board, guys. All right, I'm out of here. I have to go because now.